Hey, hey, hey. So it's been a whirlwind of a year, 2017. There's been so much that happened in the country music world and in me and Madison's lives. So we wanted to wish y'all happy holidays.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. New year, 2018.
Last podcast of 2017.
Yes. But there'll be more to come in 2018. We're sitting here in our Project 615 gear that we got for Christmas, and we're ready to talk about 2017 and do a little recap.
Yeah.
I'm going to start off with some trivia for Madison. It's technically her week, but I was ready to go with another little trivia game. So it's all based on number one songs, albums, stuff of the year. So it's only like six questions. So
I'm just nervous.
You got this.
It'll be fine.
You're good. You got this. Okay. They're easy. I made them easy.
You say that.
Okay. I promise I did.
Okay.
Okay. So which female artist did not have a number one and was not featured on a number one song this year? So here's some choices.
Mm-hmm.
Carly Pearce, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, or Lauren Elena?
Okay, well, I was going to say Lauren Elena, but that's false because she was on What If, so it's Miranda.
Yes, because Carly
I can do this.
Oh, whoa.
I got this. Carly had Every Little Thing, which went number one by herself. Way to go. Then Lauren Elena was on What Ifs with Kane Brown, and that went number one. And then Maren hasn't had her own, but she was on Thomas Rhett, Craving You.
Yes. Yes.
Step it up, Miranda. You think she would
That was
have
the
one.
Only... You would think Tin Man went.
Hey, Mr. Tin Man. That's so depressing.
I don't know. But can you believe, though, those are the only three girls that had any...
Those are the only ones?
Yeah. Like...
What about... she hasn't had any... Never mind.
No. That was it.
Next year, Kelsey.
Yes. Okay. So, on to the next question. Which artist earned their 20th number one song in their first number one in 10 years? Yep. I told
it's
you.
It's been a
easy,
big thing, yeah.
Easy, easy.
I didn't even need options.
Wow, aren't you cool? Okay, finish the line of this number one song.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
The radio and a sundress making my world
all a mess. That corner of a bar stool.
Yep. It was the first number one of 2017.
Oh, I love that song. I was almost in tears at CMA Fest because this song just gets me. I don't know what it is. So sweet. Radio and a sundress,
making my world all a mess. Back corner of a bar stool. So sweet. So sweet. Okay. So far, you're 3 for 3.
Woo.
All right. What song spent 34 weeks at the top of the Hot Country Songs chart?
Body Like a Back Road.
Yep. It broke the record that was previously held by Cruise for Florida Georgia Line. So,
that was about a ride.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
that's Cruise. Weird.
I don't know.
We're going to have to revolutionize that.
Okay. What was the number one selling country album of 2017? I feel like this one's a little bit
Can
harder.
Can I have some options?
Yeah, I'm giving you options. Okay. Miranda Lambert's Weight of These Wings, Little Big Town's The Breaker, Chris Stapleton's From a Room Volume 1, or Tim and Faith's The Rest of Our Lives?
Oh, my. It's what sold the most?
Was the number one selling country album.
Oh, good grief.
Doesn't mean like you heard it the most on
I
the
know.
Radio.
I don't want to
so
be
So Miranda
wrong.
Lambert, Little Big Town,
streak.
Chris Stapleton, or Tim and Faith?
No, because I'm going to look so dumb, but I just feel like Chris Stapleton sells a lot. But
it was Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah. I was really stressed.
Were you going to go with someone
else?
Well,
Miranda's album just got a lot of attention because, like, it's a double album. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like Tim and Faith coming out of the woodworks, that would bring their old fans back.
Yeah,
I knew it was a Little Big Town. Just because, I mean, they're not that, I don't know. I mean,
okay, rude.
No,
okay.
I didn't mean it rudely. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Last question. So you're about to be 6 for 6 because I think you're going to get this one. What was Matthew's favorite number one country song of 2017? Body Like a Back Road, Better Man, Unforgettable, or Small Town Boy?
What was your favorite?
My favorite.
Small Town Boy.
Yeah.
Because you're such a small town boy.
It's my jam. People like Body Like a Back Road, not like.
Well, that was your number one like played.
Yeah.
So that's why I was a little confused, but it's fine. We'll get to that later. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead of myself. I'm so excited. This is a fun episode.
I know. I think so, too. It's different.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, way to go. I should have made it harder.
No,
but
I'm glad you didn't. It would have hurt my
anything
self-esteem.
Else was going to be. Like, I was going to do who had more number ones, Luke Bryan or Luke Combs?
Luke Bryan.
They both had two.
Oh, poor thing.
For the year. Yeah.
Oh, I would have been not good. Yeah, I'm glad you didn't ask that officially. I'm still undefeated.
6 for 6. Wow, that makes me look bad when you tripped on me weeks ago.
I know.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to do, like, favorite stuff, best stuff of 2017.
Songs, albums, concerts, everything.
So we're going to start with our favorite acts of the year. So we're going to do concerts, but that's too broad because I might go to a Sam Hunt concert, but I don't like Chris Staple. Or, I mean,
Rewind.
I don't like, what's his
Chris
name?
Jansen.
Chris Jansen. So I can't, it's hard to say that's my favorite concert because there's someone I really don't like and
just
someone
acts.
I like.
Yeah.
So acts. And we went to CMA Fest this year. So we saw a lot of, So, you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay, so my number one, absolute love is Ryan Hurd. We went to see... Matthew's rolling his eyes.
I mean,
so
I knew
rude.
That was going to be it.
We went to see him and... What's his name? Tucker Bethard. But we didn't stay for Tucker Bethard because it was late. We got to go to bed by 10. And
I was
like,
in a bad way, too. And it was CMA Fest week. Like,
we were tired. Yeah. So we
and
just
it was
saw
before
Ryan Hurd
CMA... It was the night before CMA Fest. Like, officially started.
Yeah.
So we don't have time to be staying out late. We got to start the next day.
Yeah. But I've watched the videos that I took, like, maybe 500 times.
Yeah.
Like, not exaggerating. I love him.
I know.
I'm just, like, reaching.
And Mary Morris was there.
Oh, my God. She was in the corner. We just, like, saw her. And he waved at her. I have it on video. I'm like, I'll post it to our Twitter page. Because it's so cute. He's, like, falling in love with a city girl. And he waves. Oh, it's so cute. I love them. I love him. Number one.
Well, my number one happens to be, it's something else we're going to talk about later, but it happened to be in Nashville when we went for CMA Fest 2, but it wasn't during CMA Fest. It was seeing Brooks and Dunn. So we went to, when we went to CMA Fest, we went for a whole week so we could do stuff before it started. Because once you're in CMA Fest, it's
crazy. And I've never been
to
Nashville.
12 p.m. Like,
That was my first time, so I had to, like, get acclimated.
Yeah. So, like, we did Opry and all that. So, we had tickets to the Ryman to see Darius Rucker and Friends, which was a benefit concert
for
St. Jude's. So, like, all the money or a lot of the money, I don't want to spread bad news, but.
We never know.
I know.
In 2018, our resolution is going to be to know our facts.
How am I going to be a journalist? I'm going to be writing for my school newspaper. Like, I got to know facts about
stuff. They're going to fire you.
Fake news.
I know. You're a fake news teller.
Anyways, so the money from the tickets went to St. Jude's. Some of it, all of it, a bit.
Stuff off,
and
like,
they did auctions.
Signed guitars and stuff.
So anyways, it was announced that Darius Rucker was obviously headlining this concert at the Ryman.
We saw him walk in. You remember?
Yes. And, oh, cool. My God. Yes. We're in that
like,
little.
Darius.
We were in the little restaurant at the Ryman, which... is not the best.
They didn't even have sweet tea. They ran out of sweet tea. I don't want to talk about
We
it.
Were in the line, and I was like, people were like, oh, my God, oh, my. So I, like, ran out, left Madison in line, and then I couldn't even get, like, he went inside.
But it was
but
cool
people,
to spot
yeah. Super cool. So anyways.
Off track.
It was the Darius Rucker and Friends. Darius was headlining. It was announced, like, a couple people, like, Luke Combs were going to be there, Michael Ray, Dan and Shay. But then... it's like a little bit into the concert, and guess who pops out? Brooks and Dunn. Brooks and freaking Dunn. Iconic.
It was so cool.
And they sang Red Dirt Road, which is one of my favorite songs of all time.
That song is everything.
Like, reminds me of my childhood. Amazing. Mm-hmm. So, I just will never get... I think
people
I had
screaming.
Was having a panic attack. Mm-hmm. I was so excited.
Yeah.
My meemaw that was there didn't... She was just like, oh, cool.
She was down for whatever was
yeah,
coming.
She
it
was.
Didn't matter.
But me and Madison were like, oh, my. And then you told your family, and they were like, cool.
Yeah. I think they were just jealous.
Yeah. I mean,
I
who
just
wouldn't
can't
be?
Get over
Brooks
that.
And Dunn.
When you're our age, though, you don't think you're going to see Brooks. It's like, oh, our time's passed. We're not going to see them. So, like, you don't even hope for it. But then they pop out. Because, like, we were, like, 5. We were too young to go to concerts of theirs.
Yeah.
I don't know. So cool.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, who's next? Who else did you love seeing?
Carly Pierce.
Yes.
I love her. She, like, it felt like she was thankful for the opportunity to be playing, which is why I loved it so much. I don't know. She just seems so genuine.
Mm-hmm.
We should be best friends. That's all I was thinking the whole concert.
I know.
Then I left a little upset because I was like, she doesn't know about me. Oh, my God. Oh, well.
Yeah. And I saw her twice. She was really,
really close together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was good.
Yeah.
Better than who she was with sometimes. Stop. I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes the opener outshines the main act. She's that person. She's a star.
I know.
And she does her, she's like a 90s throwback kind of girl. Mm-hmm. Love it. She sang Shania Twain.
Oh, Lord, I was screaming.
Oh, my gosh. Well, my, one of my other ones is now who she's going on tour with, Blake Shelton.
Really?
Can you believe, I'm not even really a Blake Shelton fan, but seeing him in concert at CMA Fest, he won me over. He was good.
Yeah, he was.
Unexpectedly good.
Yeah, because we were kind of like, Blake's coming.
Yeah, do I want to stick around? Yes. And he was good.
He was. And he sang Austin, his first single.
That's what topped it off.
Yeah. I love that song.
So, I just thought he was really good. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised by it. When someone can surprise me, like when I went to CMA Fest the first time and you weren't there and Little Big Town came out and was so good, that changed me. Because I, yeah, like, if someone strange. Can switch me to like them when I go to their concert, that's what makes me like them.
That's like, who my next out. Person. My next one's a switcher. Miranda Lambert.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't not like Miranda. I feel like every time I talk about her, I'm really rude.
Yeah.
She's just, like, not my favorite. Okay. Which is fine. But not she was so freaking sassy. Like,
she's better she in concert than she glitter is. Glitter
eye makeup on, and she was wearing her little denim skirt and cowboy boots. Like,
you listened to Highway Vagabond for months.
I love after. That song. And pink sunglasses.
Yep.
She was like being shady towards Blake Shelton, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was so good. She was good.
No, she was really good. Whenever I see her in concert, because I've seen her a couple times now,
yeah,
she's always better in concert than she is recorded. Mm-hmm. And her sassy side is just so much more fun.
Yeah.
Let's lighten up. Lighten up.
Let's.
Just, she I want music to be like, it's supposed to be like fun, escape. Like, I can't listen to that much sad music. Like, whenever there's a sad song, I'm like, oh, it's good. But I don't ever listen to it that much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? And then my third favorite act of the year was Thomas Rhett. Because I've seen him, I think, 8 times. The most I've ever seen anyone. But this last time I saw him was on the Life Changes tour. Fortunately, Madison wasn't there. But it was the best I've ever seen him. Because I saw him, the first time I ever saw him was at a little venue. We were third row, me and Madison.
Goes Like This hadn't even gone number one yet. It was the only song.
Like, who's that? He was still in his cowboy boots and stuff like that, being a little country. And now he's like country pop superstar. Amazing. Yes. Yeah. And he's just a great entertainer. And I think he's starting to get more credit. But he would just put on a show, and he went out into the audience and did a stage out there, like the big people like Keith Urban do, and he was just amazing. So I had to give him an honorable mention.
Wow.
Anyone else? Was that it?
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, we saw so many good people.
We're blessed to like see as many concerts as we do, but
yeah, we sound like brats. We're at another concert. Oh, I need off work to go to another concert.
That's just our thing.
I know.
What would life be without concerts? I don't want
to
know.
That gets us through. And we can't wait to talk about who we're seeing in 2018. But we'll get there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Favorite Nashville memory. So, well, now some of those were Nashville memories because we saw them in Nashville. But there's other ones too.
We've gotten to go twice.
Last year. Just in 2017.
Because we went for CMA Fest and then Matthew was like, oh, it's my birthday. We got to go back. So we went back. And so.
Sorry. Were you not excited to go?
Oh, no. I'm definitely. We've acquired a few really good memories.
Well, but one of mine was Darius Rucker and Friends.
Yeah. Which we've already talked
I just talked about. So amazing. If you're ever in Nashville during that time when he does that, go to it. Like Bobby Bones does the Million Dollar Show. Mm-hmm. I think it's similar. It's just fun.
The way they did it too was awesome, because it wasn't like Darius is going to sing all his songs and then Luke Combs is going to come on. It was like Darius was scattered throughout the whole thing, so it was like Michael Ray would sing 2 songs, Darius would come out and sing with him, and then Darius would do like 2 songs and move on to the next
person. And then Dan Jay would come out. Yeah
So it was just like
kept you on your feet.
Yeah. And it was unpredictable. It was great.
And then Brooks and Dunn pops out.
Yeah.
You know.
And I was in, we were in church, like, in.
Take me to church.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I love the Ryman. It makes me feel like genuine country, good fan to be there. But yeah. My next favorite, like, memory from Nashville was going to the Preds game.
Yes. The
hockey game.
It was cold.
Well, duh, we were in a freaking ice skating rink. But we just became hockey fans when we were in Nashville the first time for CMA Fest because they were in the Stanley Cup. So we were like, well, we better buy a t-shirt or something, like, be a part of the hype. And then the second time we go back, we got tickets to the game.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It was very aggressive. My stomach was kind of turning.
Like having panic attacks. Like, calm down.
Because I was like, they're going to lose their teeth in front of. And they kept banging into the sides. I was like, oh, Lord. Like,
it was so, it was fun, though.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Hot chocolate helped.
Oh, my God.
I just wish people could learn to take a better picture. Because we don't have, like, a good picture from that.
Yeah.
Our selfie was better than the pictures people took. Seriously, though. But we had the memory in our head, so it's fine. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, one of my favorite memories is it's going to sound kind of lame to other people because it's not like, oh, we went to do this amazing thing. But we went to, it was when we went for CMA Fest, but it was before CMA Fest started. And one night we went to Bar Taco.
A little taco joint.
Yep. In 12 South Avenue area.
A cute little shopping area. Yeah.
And then we went to the Opry and we saw some people, Frankie Ballard, Carrie Underwood. How did I forget? And then afterwards, we, like, went to Jenny's, but we Jenny's Ice Cream. At Jenny's Ice Cream. Love you. But we went, like, way out of our way and went to the one.
We're so bad at
directions. We were staying in West Nashville, and we ended up in East Nashville at that Jenny's. But there's one in West Nashville, and all that. I just don't know.
East Nashville's a better side of town, though, so I felt better.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice, and, like, the shop, the little area was nice. But I was like, where are we?
Mm-hmm.
And we went to a sketchy Walmart. Remember that? Because I needed a heating pad. My back hurt because Kimmy's Cottage is a liar. The place, the Airbnb was a lie.
Yeah, and she how many rooms and beds there were. So Matthew slept on a couch and a cot and the floor and who knows where.
But yeah, we went to Jenny's after, went to the Opry, went to a sketchy Walmart. But it was like one of the best nights.
It was just fun.
Yeah, fun.
Everything was good. It added up to a good
night. Went to the Opry. Cool.
Cool.
What else you got?
Well, we did so much. One story is like, and everything happens for a reason kind of story.
Where is this going?
Remember? So, during CMA Fest, there was, like, lined up trucks, food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted an ice cream sandwich really bad.
I see where you're going with this. She had been wanting it all week.
Because it looked like a gourmet ice cream sandwich. Like,
was it?
Good cookies. And then, like, there was a heap of ice cream. I love ice cream. So, I was like, please, can we just, like, the line was a little long. But I was like,
a little long. I feel like we waited 30 minutes
at least.
It was
like 45.
Yep.
But it's fine. I was like, I'm sure it'll be worth it. And then we get up front and, like, they were out of the ice cream I wanted. They were out of the cookie I wanted. They didn't have any more toppings. The truck was almost closed down. And I was like, I just wasted 45 minutes.
But they didn't tell people that. You got all the way to the window and they're like, we're out of this, this, this.
And you couldn't pay with cash or whatever I had, you couldn't pay with. And I was like, I just wasted 45 minutes of my life. We could have been exploring.
And then
Nashville.
You got something weird. Like, it wasn't what you wanted at all.
No. And then I had to go to the bathroom because we'd been waiting in line for 45 minutes. I'd been drinking water. I was like,
okay.
I just have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. So, well, she needed to go to the bathroom. But I was like, wait, Lauren Elena's, or was it Lady Antebellum? One of them, I was like, they're doing a pop-up show.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Lady Antebellum.
Yeah. And I thought it was at this one spot. But it clearly wasn't because we got to it and it was just like porter potties and nothing.
But porta potties, I
guess
the bathroom.
So I was like, whatever, just go to the bathroom. I'm going to sit here and pout.
He was really
because
annoyed with me, too.
I was just like, we walked all this way and Lady Antebellum is not here.
Yeah.
I was just confused.
Yeah.
And so you went to the bathroom.
Yeah. And Matthew's like scrolling. What happened?
You were
scrolling.
I was on
Instagram.
Yeah. And so I follow CMA account.
Association.
Yeah. And so I think it was on their Insta story because they had been posting Snapchat stories and Insta stories all week about just, like, giveaways and, like, here's this cool person. Here's this cool person. Like, cool. Glad you get to see these celebrities. And so, anyways, I was just, like, looking on my Instagram. And so I was clicking through all the stories. And I looked at CMA Fest or CMA Association, whatever. And the girls, I think they're probably like summer interns or something.
Yeah, they're in charge of the account for the week.
Yeah, they were just running around Nashville all week giving away
stuff.
And it was like, we're giving away third row tickets. And I was like, that's cool. And I looked at it and I was like, wait, that where they're standing, they're like, come find, because they didn't say where they were. They just said, come find us. Mm-hmm. And it was a picture of them standing with like their background. Like, that looks like right over there.
Like, Madison, right where we're sitting.
Yeah.
Standing.
Because Madison's in the porta potty, and I'm looking, like, where there's nothing except these, like, posters and stuff. And I was just like, I just kept sitting there for a minute, and then Madison gets out of the bathroom. I'm like, Madison, we just need to go over here. But she's on the phone with her mom.
It was just an all-around bad situation, because I was in a bad mood. I had to use the porta potty. I couldn't find soap, hand sanitizer.
And then your mom called, or you called her. And I'm like, Madison, what?
We
need to go over here. And she's not understanding why I'm needing to go over there. And she's on the phone.
I was looking for hand sanitizer.
Yeah. So she's on the phone with her mom. I'm thinking the girls are around this
corner
thing where this poster is giving away third row tickets. But Madison doesn't really know I'm saying that. I'm just like, we need to go over here.
I'm like, can you stop talking? I can't hear my mom.
Yeah.
She's going to get
mad. And so we walk around this corner, and the two girls are just sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's the same ones that have been the CMA thing all week. And it's the same ones that were giving away third row. And they were like, hey. And we were like, hi.
Hey, can we have the giveaway?
And Madison's still on the phone.
I gotta go. My mom was listening.
And I was like, are y'all giving away third row? Y'all are giving away tickets? Like, I saw it on CMA.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah. And acted like it was no big deal.
Do you want them? Like, yes.
Pulled out of their little backpacks, third row tickets, hand them to me and Madison. Mom finally, I think you just hung up on her. I don't know how that ended. And
yeah,
they hand them to us.
Matthew said,
I said,
can I hug you?
I was like, thank you so much. I feel like I should hug you. Can I hug you? And I hugged them. And then they hand us the tickets, took a boomerang of us, put us on their Insta story, and we had third row tickets for night three.
Thomas Rhett's night.
Thomas Rhett, Mayor Morris, Sadie Antebellum, all were on that night. Florida Georgia Line.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't eat. And we got a break from our awful friends that we were sitting by where our tickets actually were. But everything happens for a reason, because we were both really annoyed at every situation that was happening.
Yeah.
And then Matthew's like, let's just walk over here. And then
you had to call your mom right back and let her know we got this.
Yeah, yeah. She was mad at me the whole week because, like, everything good was happening.
Yeah.
God was
and then I called my grandma because my grandma and her best friend were in CMA Fest with us. But listen, so that morning we had a little thing with Russell Dickerson where we go see a little concert of his.
Private concert.
Yes, private concert. It was like 30 people.
It was a few.
Yeah, if that. And so we did that, and then we went to Madame Tussauds in Nashville. And then my grandma and her friend were kind of like, we're tired. It's been a long week. We want to go home and take a nap. And me and Madison were like,
we don't want to.
Like, we're tired, but at the same time, we're in Nashville. We don't want to miss out. There's so much going on downtown during the day. Mm-hmm. So they dropped us. And then took my car and went home. So when I called my grandma to tell her, oh my gosh, we won third row tickets for tonight. She's like, what? And like, oh, Matt, like, you chose to take a nap. I chose to be downtown.
Every time they chose not to be with us,
one time. Time we ran into.
They should have learned we were having a good week.
Yeah. We met the big and rich guy. They got on the shuttle to go to the concert, and we were like, oh, we'll be there. We're going to get some lemonade or water, and then we'll meet you there. And we ran into someone. Everything happens for a reason.
And everything's better in Nashville. You can just walk down the street and get awarded presents.
Yeah.
It was great.
I just wanted to throw in, we met Amy Brown. Radio Amy.
Everybody already knows.
Yeah, I know. I told my awkward story about that, but just saying that was one of my highlights.
Favorite food in Nashville?
Hattie B's. At Hattie B's.
We love.
Oh my gosh. Babies. They have it in
a hot chicken sandwich.
Tennessee. They have it in Alabama. Go visit.
Their pimento mac and cheese. Here's what you need to order. You get the chicken tender platter. I get it plain because I just want chicken tenders. Matthew got the hot chicken, which you said was good.
I have got mild.
It's still hot
chicken. Okay, yeah. So good.
And then you get the pimento mac and cheese and a sweet tea. Because their sweet tea is like out of this world.
Didn't
not
they have
too sweet.
Another
not
side
too...
that was good too. I don't remember.
They had crinkle cut fries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, oh my gosh.
And then.
Don't cluck with me. their t-shirt.
No, it says shut the cluck
up. Oh, shut the cluck up. I knew it was something like that. So funny.
Really funny. And the Wild Horse
Saloon. And my parents were obsessed, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Mom was like, critics. I thought this was going to be a sit down and they bring your food, but you just order at the counter.
I'm wondering why she thought Hattie B's was like a fancy restaurant.
Yeah,
like
that's what Hattie she thought. B's. But then she was obsessed and kept wanting to go back, but we didn't have time to go back, but it's okay.
Also, the Wild Horse Saloon has a Piggy Mac sandwich that's toast, barbecue, and mac and cheese.
And they have a really good waitress. Don't remember her name. But
I don't either, but she left the pitcher of water because she knew how thirsty I was. She was so kind.
Oh, my gosh.
There's just Miss Nashville.
Two more. Do we have time? We're going to make time.
Just squeeze okay, it okay. real fast.
So, we're walking to Ryan Hurd, which Madison already talked about. Oh. And it was late at night. We had just eaten dinner downtown. So, I don't really know the layout exactly, but we had to walk all the way to 3rd and Lindsley, which is right.
We were downtown, so it was a trek.
Yes. So, like, we were on Broadway, Lower Broadway, and we had to walk there. So, we're walking, it's dark.
We're also lost, like, we were using Google Maps.
It was just me and Madison. So,
two white kids.
Oh, like, my gosh, this probably sounds so scary. People are probably worried, why would we be doing this? Promise you, we wouldn't do it again. It wasn't us,
we were just walking.
I know. So anyways, some girl comes up, she's like, hey, and we're like, hey. Like,
she was stops like, hey, us. Hey, like, yeah. Enthusiastic.
Yeah, and stops us, like, in front of us. And she, what did she say? What are y'all up to, having
she
some fun?
She wanted to sell us CDs at first.
Yes.
At first.
Like,
and we were like, no thanks, I said, don't have money.
I went to my go-to, I don't have cash.
Which is true.
It's true, but yeah. I'm just saying. And Madison probably did, but I just said, we don't have cash. She's like, oh, okay.
Then she asked if we wanted turn up. Like, she was like, I don't even.
She was offering us drugs.
We just walked away.
And we were like, and just bolted. Like we ran. Walked.
We was a run walk.
Turn around. Dog. She's still looking like, bye. Oh, gosh. We could have. Oh.
That was really.
Yeah, that
was
sketchy.
That's why you, like, carry a taser or something on you. Like, it was real awkward.
Yeah. Tell about our second time we went, Legends. No, it wasn't Legends. It was that other little bar.
Oh, the purple one. What's it called?
Whatever. Tootsie's. No, it wasn't Tootsie's. We were in.
It was Legends.
Okay, that's fine.
Don't you think?
I don't remember. It was right one. On the corner. It was one.
It was Legends.
I think it was like. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Go.
Okay, so we're in there listening to live music, getting some water, just chilling out. And this new act girl comes out, and she already has the tip jar, like, sitting on the stage in case you want to tip her. I'm all for tipping you.
But she had already, if you were was good. Almost done anyway.
Oh, yeah.
She was
I'm
on
sorry.
Her last
Can we
song.
Move on?
Yeah. Remember, she was, like, on her last
yes.
song.
So
and
we had
walked
just walked in.
In
when she was finishing up. And the tip jar was sitting on the stage, and we were like, oh, she's not the best we've ever heard. Because we've heard people live, and it was like, she wasn't the best. And she's walking around with her tip jar, like, asking people for money. And she comes up to us, and we're like, no. Like, we didn't say no, but we're just, like, not reaching for cash. Like, she should have gotten the hint. We didn't want to give her any money. Like, she wasn't that good. We hadn't seen her whole set. And, like, why are you out here begging for money? And then she, like, rolls her eyes. She, like, rolled her eyes at us, stopped singing, like, making a big scene about it. And everybody in the bar is looking at us like we're criminals.
I'm sorry. First of all, I didn't think she was very good. And second of all, I just got there. I didn't listen to her
I didn't
whole
even
set.
Get my glass of water yet. No.
But remember, my family was oblivious to what happened. They
no,
were, like,
they
in their own
notice.
World. Like, okay,
they
everyone else in the restaurant. And those other
us.
Table of girls kept looking at us. Remember that?
It wasn't just them. The whole
I know, but they kept after, scene. After. Oh, I know. That was not a good memory. Wow.
So we
that was our favorite.
Memories.
Oh my.
It's time to move on.
Okay, okay. We could do this all day.
Yeah.
Okay, favorite album of the year. So, not the best album, just our personal favorite.
Yeah. What's yours?
My very favorite album of this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it came out this year. I didn't do my research.
What do you mean you think?
Okay, well, I'm going to say the other one while I look this
news,
up.
Fake news.
Life Changes by Thomas Rhett was a very good album.
That's on mine, too. Because I'm just like, way to go, Tommy. We've talked about it before. Like, it's just an incredible album. So my favorite album of the year is Every Little Thing by Carly Pierce. You'll always hear me ranting and raving about her. Because
sure, girl.
I'm obsessed. Like, she's so good. That album. I mean, there's just not, I don't need to skip. I mean, I will sometimes when I'm like, I've heard this sometimes. Sure. But I keep it in my car.
I need a ride home.
Makes me cry every time.
If my name was Whiskey, they could all be singles.
I sing If My Name Was Whiskey, like I'm on stage. Like, that song gets me going.
Okay, so while you were speaking, I did my research. My favorite album of the year did come out this year. So we're in the clear. What is it? This one's for you. By Luke Combs. Literally hands down my favorite album. Hands down.
Hands down.
Yeah, that's it. Life Changes and this one's for you. You have nothing else to say. Just those two. I don't have any, no words. Like, it's just a good album.
Yeah. One more favorite album of the year is Boom by Walker Hayes. Just came out. Walker Hayes is just cool. Like,
different.
Yeah.
Trendy.
I don't even know. Just feels like lifts me up, you know?
Yeah. My name's Beckett and I'm full.
I don't even know what to say. Like, it's just a good album.
No. And you judge me for not having anything to say about Luke Combs.
Because I could talk about Carly Pierce all day.
Yep.
If you needed
me to. Did we talk about Life Changes enough? Oh, well. The moment's passed.
You were
passed.
Too busy researching because you don't know what's going on.
Just a lot.
We need to talk about what our favorite songs are.
Okay, well, both of our favorite songs came off of Life Changes.
Marry Me, Thomas Rhett.
Yep.
That song.
I think it's going to, my prediction is it's going to be his biggest song.
Yet. Ever.
Yeah.
Like above Die a Happy Man?
Yeah, I hope.
I hope.
I just, no, it's just like the wedding songs or whatever always just get so much
attention.
Like, let's let something else get attention. And I don't want him to be known by that for the rest of his career.
He has
better songs, in my personal opinion. It's just because it was about him and Lauren and all that. But I think Marry Me. I love them.
I know.
I love them. I love them. But I think Marry Me is better.
We've talked about it a billion times. Mm-hmm. We can talk about it a billion more. Marry Me is the best song.
I also think one of my favorite songs, I have five. I think one of the best.
The rule was to have three.
Well, my favorite Thomas Rhett song ever came out in 2017.
Which one?
16.
That's a good song.
I just get in my car and I'm driving.
I know.
I just love that. And it sounds like an older, like old country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of a mix between like Red Dirt Road by Brooks and Dunn and Alan Jackson's Drive. You know, it's got all that.
It definitely reminds me of Red Dirt Road.
Yeah.
That's a really good song.
Yep.
And it's, like, nostalgic. I like that.
Do we have something non-Thomas Rhett?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to sound like a stalker. Every little thing off the album, every little thing is one of my favorite songs.
Carly Pierce and Ryan Heard, watch out. Madison's coming for you. She's going to be at your window.
I'm not going to be allowed in Nashville. They're going to, like, stop me from now on at the city line. It's just the best. Like, I love that song.
It's a really good country song.
Yeah.
And I think it deserved more than one week as number one.
Agreed.
So, I can agree with that. Well, I think that Legends by Kelsea Ballerini is one of my favorite songs of this year.
It's my favorite that she's ever written. You know what I mean.
Her best song ever. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, even off her current album. I mean, it's by far her best. And the video for it, I don't even watch music videos that much, but that one's good.
Marry Me's music video is really good, too. True. Those are the top two.
Music videos. We didn't do music videos, but if we did.
Those are our only two that we've watched also, but it's fine. It's fine.
I think I watched another one that was good recently, but I can't remember what. I have to do an honorable mention, The Small Town Boy, because that's my jam.
Absolutely.
But I'm not saying it's one of the best country songs. I'm just saying it's just my jam.
Yeah.
Not my favorite. It's just my jam. It's different from country song. Like jam, country song.
Okay. I gotcha. My jam is Champagne by Lindsay L.
Yeah.
My whole family got on that. So like when I think about 2017, I think about Champagne. Because like it's not very often my whole family agrees on a song.
Lindsay, we got a bunch. You hear that? You brought a family closer together. They bonded.
We're apart. We're
they
fine.
Bonded over your song. They jammed to it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Craig from Boom, that was one of your favorite albums, is so good.
Yeah.
I can't even, you have to listen.
Tells a story about Walker and his family and, like,
they were going through a rough time. Named Craig
who helped him out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It can't even, you just have to listen. You can't describe it, but it's just so sad. Brings everyone to tears. Then you smile at the end. Mm-hmm. And it's just so real.
Very hopeful.
Yeah, and it's real.
Yeah.
And it makes you want to do good. And I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's my top songs.
Okay. Me too.
Anything else? No? Okay. Well, can we do an honorable mention?
Yeah. Is you it know the same it, yeah, one I'm talking yeah, yeah. about? Good Time to Be Alive by Lady Antebellum.
It came out while we were in at Nashville. CMA Fest for during Nashville.
The song is literally, whatever. It's a good time to be alive. Like,
the only thing that ruined it is on the Pepsi commercial now. So when I see it, I think of the fizzes and I'm like.
But when I'm watching football, I get a little Lady Antebellum. It's good. It's good.
Oh, okay. Do we want to talk about our Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah.
2017.
Spotify did a really cool thing this year and, like, wrapped up what everybody's been listening to, your top artists and your top songs, and then made you, like, a playlist of what your top songs are. And it gives you, like, 100 of your top songs. So, my top artists, number 1 through 5, are Carly Pierce, of course.
Of course.
Dustin Lynch, which doesn't really make sense to me because I don't see how he's number 2. But, like, I did listen to his album a lot. Number 3 is Kelsey Ballerini, then Thomas Rhett, and then Russell Dickerson. So,
I think that
makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mine were Thomas Rhett was number 1, Dustin Lynch was number 2, Taylor Swift was number 3, Russell Dickerson was number 4, and then it was Sam Hutt.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. I didn't think you listened to Sam Hutt that much.
It's only because Body Like a Back Road was my number 1 listened to song, apparently.
Okay, well then what were your other ones?
This is so embarrassing. I just sound like a fake country music fan.
It's fine.
So it was Body Like a Back Road, Ready For It by Taylor Swift, I'd Be Jealous Too, Dustin Lynch, Gorgeous, Taylor Swift, and Leave Right Now, Thomas Rhett.
I just want to point out that his list is very poppy and mine's very wholesome and country and traditional. Mm. So, maybe you should go make a pop podcast.
It was only Taylor Swift.
Even your country songs are a little poppy. Leave Right Now.
Okay.
I'd Be Jealous Too.
The only reason... Okay, well, what's the I don't want to talk about it. I don't know, but Body Like a Background, I never bought it. So, it's number 1 on my Spotify because that was the only place I could listen to it.
Also, Ryan Hurd should be up on my top artist, but I listened to him on iTunes because I went out and bought his EP. So, I bet if you looked at my iTunes rap, you'd see Ryan Hurd.
Like, they do that.
Step it up, iTunes. Now it's time for my top songs. I had All Fall Down by Russell Dickerson. Wow. Number 1, All on Me by Devin Dawson. Number 2, Beautiful, Walker Hayes. Daria by Carly Pierce. And Doing It Right by Carly Pierce. You didn't have any... Oh, Taylor Swift. Well, you did have girls. I'm just kidding.
Call me out.
I'm tired. Things are just, like, spitting out.
Embarrassed of mine.
It's okay.
I'm going to try better next year. Well, I own Taylor Swift's album now, so...
So it's fine.
It'll be off of that.
Yeah. Wow, wow, wow. Thanks, Spotify, for wrapping it up for us. That was cool. It was fun to see. I liked that.
I did, too.
Now?
No.
You got anything else to say?
No, I'm done.
Now I feel like it's important for us to, like, highlight the biggest news story things that happened in 2017. So, there were, like, 1 billion babies born. On one website, it was, like, there's been a population explosion in Nashville, which is funny. So here's a big list of stars that had babies in 2017. Thomas Rhett had Ada James. Oh. Florida Georgia Line had Olivia Rose. Jason Aldean had his son Memphis. Jesse James Decker is pregnant with her 3rd baby, and it's going to be a boy. Walker Hayes and his wife are having a 7th child.
Good Lord. And they said they're going to have an 8th.
He said, oh, I have a thing against odd numbers. Like, I'm going to have at least one more. Like, you're going to have to get a Greyhound bus to go to Walmart.
He's going to have to get some record sales going. That's so he can...
We went out last week and bought them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bam. That's just insane to me. Wow. Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay had a baby boy named Asher James. Chris Stapleton and his wife are having twins, which is going to be their third and fourth kids. They already have two. Hillary Scott from Lady Antebellum is having twin girls. And then Dave Haywood from Lady Antebellum just had a baby girl, like super duper recently, like this week. Her name's Lily. I just can't, like,
too many babies.
What's in the water in
Tone
Nashville?
It down. Tone it down.
That's overwhelming.
Okay, well, there were some adoptions, too, speaking of
I love this.
Additions to the family. So, Kimberly from Little Big Town, also known as Gussie, and her husband, Steven, got their daughter, Dolly.
Wait, it's so cute.
Can you say it?
Because yes,
I'm gonna, it's a tongue twister.
So, they had, what's her name?
Daisy.
No, Kimberly.
Oh.
She already had a daughter named Daisy. And Daisy said all she wanted for Christmas was a baby. And so they adopted Dolly. So cute.
Was it like they got her January or they just got her this Christmas?
What are you asking me?
Was it last Christmas she asked and then they got her in this January?
I don't know. I didn't interview
her. Okay, it's fine. It happened this year. I think it happened early.
You're asking for a lot of
details. Okay, whatever. Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren, adopted Willa Gray from Uganda.
Two under two. Hey, what can I say?
Ain't it funny how life changes? And then my favorite news story of the year, favorite adoption, favorite everything, Amy Brown, or Radio Amy from the Bobby Bones Show, brought her son and daughter home after 5 years.
5 long years.
She adopted them from Haiti, but it's been a 5-year process to get them home. Finally, her and her husband went right before Christmas, and were able to finally get them, bring them home, and spend Christmas with them. And I might start crying again.
Just makes my heart whole. They got to spend Christmas together as a family. That's so sweet.
And they're so kid. Cute.
They're so what?
Cute. They're so cute.
Oh, Ryan Hurd and Maren Morris got engaged, and so did Kane Brown and Caitlin J. So in 2018, we shot a couple weddings.
More weddings.
Woo! There's so many.
Oh, speaking of the upcoming weddings, we just had a few this past year. So Dan Smyers from Dan and Shay got married. Kelsey Ballerini married her fiance Morgan Evans just recently. And Casey Musgraves got married as well. Next up, we're going to do predictions of just like stuff that might happen in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
That we just think might happen.
We're playing psychic.
Yeah. If we could make things happen, this would happen.
Well, I think that it's like up and coming number ones on the radio. I think yours, Russell Dickerson. Because like it's climbing. Mm-hmm. What is it? Three?
Four? Three?
I think it's something. Three. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's right there. Here we go. Yours is going to make it. And then I think Maren has to make it with I Could Use a Love Song. I'm so hopeful. Like I've
She's only been
every single day
on a number one because she was featured on Craving You with
Which
Thomas
is not
Rhett.
Even fair because she no. deserves.
So my church. Yeah.
My church anyway. Should have been a number one, but I can't make the pass, so it's fine.
We could dig it back up, get it on the charts.
We could try. What are you?
Hi. I think mine are kind of weird.
Aren't
I think Russell Dick, speaking of Russell Dickerson, I think him and Kaylee are going to have a baby. At least say, announce that she's having one this year. Maybe it doesn't.
They keep like hinting at it.
Yeah.
But not.
Like their Insta story the other day was kind of weird. And that song.
I don't want to pressure them. To
oh, no,
life.
No. But we're ready. and there's so many other babies, so it could
We'll get to that.
Yeah. And then I think Thomas Rhett, at one of the award shows, one of the many country award shows, is going to win Male Vocalist of the Year.
That would be incredible.
It'd be a miracle. But maybe it'll happen.
I also, talking about, like, award shows, I think Carly Pearce and Russell Dickerson will make their way into New Artist of the Year.
Agreed.
It's their time. Like, they weren't up enough during the last award season.
Do you think Hide the Wine's going to go number one?
I hope so.
I do, too.
I love that song. It's so
We like, need more girls
yeah,
getting number ones. I mean, that was so sad what I told you.
But I thought you were just asking me, like, out of these. Like,
no, that was there. I looked up the list this morning and went through it.
Yeah. Whew, that's upsetting.
Yep. And then I think I have one more. Okay. Did you have any more?
No, I'm done.
Okay. I think Lauren Elena and her boyfriend are going to get engaged. They've been together a long time.
I'd love that.
A long time.
I sit and watch their little Insta stories together. They're so cute.
That's... Yeah.
Everybody's getting married. Everybody's getting engaged. Everybody's popping She's out next. Babies. Like,
yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
It's been a very Nashville-y Christmas. I got 6 t-shirts that were all from Project 615 or the Shop Forward. And then on top of that, I have 11 more t-shirts coming from the Project 615 VIP Club. So every month, it's like a new t-shirt just for me.
Oh, wow. I'm so jealous. And you're wearing that first one now from the VIP Club, and it looks so cool. And it's perfect for our podcast. I got a couple shirts as well. One's one that is from Vineyard Vines, and it's got the Tennessee on the back.
It's a Vineyard Vine shirt from Tennessee. We spotted it in the store when we were in the Green Hill Shopping Center, but it was closed because it was Sunday night. And I was like, oh, I want that. And then my mom called up because it's not online. The store manager talked to her, got it shipped. Madison tried to.
That was my idea for his Christmas present. Good thing I checked her. He would have had 2 of them. This is a lot for me because I don't even like talking to people on the phone.
I called
the store. I emailed them.
I'm surprised that was even. You did that. But yeah. Thanks. Glad I got it from my mom. Shout out, Mom. Also, Madison got me cookie dough from No Baked.
I got it shipped, which is like.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. They shipped it in some ice packs.
We're eating it right now. It's good.
Yummy.
The confetti's the best.
We wanted to go on one of our trips, but we just like ran out of time.
Too much going on.
So I figured
on.
We could just try it at home.
Great. And then I got a Ryman poster.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they did their
I'm
month
jealous.
Of.
I want one of those.
They did month of year posters. I don't know. My grandma said it, but she got the October one because my birthday's in October.
Oh, that's
really
so
cool.
Cute.
She got it specially framed because it doesn't come in the frame. I take it to Hobby Lobby, get it fitted. It was ready the Saturday before Christmas. She picked it up. I got it. Got it hanging on my wall.
Nice. Boom. Again. All these boom-worthy moments.
Boom, boom, boom. And then our concerts for 2018.
I'm so excited. I need to have them to look forward to.
Well, first, I'm not going to say them in order. I'm not saying them in order. Because, first of all, Madison's little sister was on Kelsey Ballerini's Instagram.
This is insane to me. Like, I knew my little sister was going to be happy because we got Kelsey Ballerini tickets. I knew she'd be happy because she loves her. But, like, she starts sobbing. Like, uncontrollably sobbing. And I was like, is everything okay? Like, I thought you'd be happy. And she's like, I'm just so happy. I can't control it. And I was overwhelmed.
It looked like she was upset.
But I took her video and I tweeted it at Kelsey. And I was like, Natalie's so excited. It brought her to tears. And she
said
back
sending
something.
A hug or
She said
something.
Sending a Christmas hug. Hope to see you soon. And I was like, well, Especially. You will because we're coming. Like, but then Kelsey took it and put it on her Instagram. So then I got a bunch of people tagging me.
She's the second one on there because there's 4. So good luck.
Yeah.
Gotta swipe.
Swipe right.
Yep.
That was just crazy. So we're going to Kelsey Ballerini.
With
the
Walker
moral
Hayes.
Of the story.
With Walker Hayes.
And we're going to see Luke Combs. I'm hype.
Me too. I don't even know if he's touring, like if someone's with him, but
it's Ashley McBride. I've never heard of her, but I'm
I'll
excited.
Look it up.
She's probably going to be great.
Look it up. Look her up.
Yeah. And then the biggest of them all.
We're seeing. The Reputation Tour. Taylor Swift.
I'm not even excited
I need
yet
for weeks.
It hasn't set in. Like, I've been dreaming of this day since I was, like, 8. So, like,
it I'm going to bring settled. It to the 8-year-old Madison. She's not going to sing Love Story.
Oh, my God, which is tearing me up inside. It's fine. I'm still excited.
I hope
but Matthew
so.
Knew a long time before me, so he
weeks,
was, like, dying.
Weeks. Oh. It was horrible.
But yeah, it's just 2018 is looking pretty good already.
I know. 3 concerts on the books already.
We'll add some more.
I know.
Sure.
I want to see the Life Changes tour again.
Oh, it's in September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tickets weren't on sale yet. But
don't worry, we'll be there. Up on our 2017 podcast. I can't believe the year's already over. But this has been so fun getting to podcast. Gives us an excuse to like get together and talk about all our favorite stuff.
We'd see each other either way.
I know, but, like, it's fun. We're really lucky.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Y'all have a happy new year.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. We didn't say that last time. That was kind of rude, but, like, I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas.
And that y'all have a happy new year.
Yep. It's going to be great. Don't forget to follow us. Insta, Twitter. Like us on Facebook. At the 615 Podcast.
Subscribe on iTunes.
We post some cool boomerangs on Instagram. And Matthew keeps up with the Twitter and retweets important stuff. So
I retweeted the Kelsey Ballerini. All that. Situation with Natalie. That's so all I'm saying. That's important.
So follow us if you want to keep up.
Yep.
Thanks.